Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long in studio. And on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, we have on with us Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I'll be honest with you. In watching the Saints offense play, it was like, pinch me. Come on, 9 straight possessions you scored? It's like, you got to be kidding me. Even in the wildest dreams for Saints fans, you'd have never thought you'd see that type of efficiency. And, Mark, we talk about it so often. They won in the trenches, and I thought that was the key to this football game.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. They were tremendous, and there's a couple of things you know that really resonated me when I was talking, or resonated with me when I was talking to Dennis Allen. I talked to Clint Kubiak, and I talked to Derek Carr, and as I was prepping for the game, and I think a couple of things. One, that's an offense that Clint Kubiak has brought to the Saints that Derek Carr is so familiar with. And it's the offense that he absolutely loves. And I talked to him years ago. I did a game when he was with the Raiders, and John Gruden was his coach. And he loves the offense. He's so comfortable with the offense, the verbiage of the offense, the reads of the offense, all those things. And, of course, there are a few little wrinkles and details that have changed a bit. But the base, the root of that offense is the same. And so that is, a huge comfort for Derek Carr. And then I think the other thing that's really interesting, because you talk about Clint Kubiak also, he's got an assistant that it was a guy that I'm very familiar with that I've known forever and that was a coach with the Broncos when I played there by the name of Rick Dennison. And Rick is kind of, a senior assistant, and he does a lot of the run game plan and all that kind of stuff. And he's a big believer, and this goes all the way back to my Denver days, of what we used to call it run it or tank plays. And what that is we're going to call this play regardless of what we get. It's good against everything. We're going to call this play, and we're just going to come off the ball and try to shorten your neck. We're going to run it regardless. And in today's game, it's really interesting because a lot of these young coaches that get jobs, they sell these owners on, hey, man, we've got the perfect call for everything they give us. So they call it premium plays. We're going to get into premium play. And the problem with being in a premium play, and you may be like, hey, we're going to run towards the down safety or away from the down safety, or we're going to run, if a guard is uncovered, what we call a bubble look, we're going to run to the bubble or away from the bubble or whatever whatever our game plan is. The issue with that is oftentimes it has you playing on your heels. And you just want to line up and just want to come off the ball and try to punish people. And that's what they did the other day. And I tell you what, Kamara just looked great in the offense. His ability to, it won't be a one cut kind of slash runner, be powerful in that. I just thought the whole offensive system just looked tremendous. And of course, grain of salt, because it is the Carolina Panthers who picked up, 6-7 guys off the waiver wire and ended up starting most of them. So, you got to take that into consideration. But the Saints looked really, really good.
Stink, let me ask you this question, because you played in this offense. And I told this to Bob yesterday. It seemed to me that they are moving Derek Carr in the pocket more than certainly a year ago. Derek's always been known as a pocket guy. But they looked as though there were like design-type plays for him to throw the football much more off the waggle. Is that part of this Kubiak system to move the quarterback a little left, a little right, and have him on the move?
Yeah, certainly. It's certainly all the boot game. So off the wide zone handoff, and that's kind of the base. When you start talking about this offense, it's wide zone and it's tight zone or all the boot keep stuff that comes off of that. So you can get outside the pocket. You eliminate half the field. What you do is you create really easy throws. Normally there's a guy, you know, in the flat, then there's a guy running like a deep corner, and then you're bringing somebody from the opposite side of the field. So a tight end is dragging across on a low cross, and what it creates is this kind of strong side. You know, you change the formation or you change the strength of the passing side, and you create this strong side passing triangle with a flat, you know, a deep and a medium, you know, a medium crosser coming into to the eye side of the quarterback, and it's half the field. You get three receivers in there. And, you know, and they become really easy kind of linear progression throws. And the other thing is then you can pull up a little bit short. You know, you can pull up off the boot and you can have throwback systems and everything else. So, yeah, it's a big part of what this West Coast / you know, boot keep offense or waggle, as you called it. I always called waggle to the front side when you open up and, you know, your front side run and boot keep is when you turn your back to the defense, go away from the runner. But regardless, it's shifting the pocket, moving the pocket. And, you know, it's funny, when I was at practice on Friday watching them do a bunch of this stuff, I had forgotten what a great athlete Derek Carr is.
He is a good athlete, yeah.
He's a really good athlete, and he throws the ball exceptionally well on the run. So why not take advantage of it? And I think the other thing that happens when you play that system and you do that, you're going to get – now, he's always been a high completion percentage guy, right? But all of a sudden, if I'm running, you know, 8-10 boot keeps out the backside or waggles to the front side, you're going to be – if you're doing 12 of those, you're going to be 12 for 12 to start the game. And then if I complete 50% of my other passes, you know, all of a sudden I'm sitting at 75, 80% completion percentage. And, you know, and I'm at 250 to 350 yards and – you know, we're dominating, but again, all that stuff really comes off the run game and what you do in the run game. And if you're successful in the run game, well, then the boot keep game is going to really open up.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Insider Calls with Mark Schlerfel, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Mark, Bob, and I, we saw a little bit of San Francisco, the Jets, and we thought about you. Man, it didn't matter if it was McCaffrey or whoever was the running back. Man, they took it to the Jets and just pounded them into submission. And that's a really good defense, and they just had their way with them last night. It was sort of reminiscent a little bit of what we saw Sunday, the way the Saints used the running game to set things up for the passing game.
Yeah, all out of the same tree. You know, all out of that West Coast, Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Gary Kubiak, Matt LaFleur. It's all out of that tree. And so, you know, they'll run it. It just depends on what personnel groupings you have, right? Some guys want to use multiple tight ends. Some guys want to use a real fullback. Some guys don't want to use a fullback. You know, but it's all out of that tree. And it's all, you know, the derivatives are all the same out of that. And then, of course, there's adjunct to what you want to do. But with Kyle Shanahan, it's all about that run game. It's all about the way they dominate the run game. And, you know, the difference between he and his father is we ran the snot out of the ball as well when I played for his father. But there's a little bit more. We were mostly almost all zone. You know, we'd have a few plays game plan specific plays that we would run. But for the most part, we were 100%, you know, a zone team. Kyle Shanahan has a little bit more depth and volume to his run game. But the thing that they all do, and that Mike Shanahan really kind of started, and it's a shame he's not in the Hall of Fame because he should be. I mean, he is like a lot of what goes on in the NFL. You're probably talking about 65% of the teams in the NFL, maybe more, run this offense, and it was the offense created by Mike Shanahan. And so, you know, I mean, it is so prevalent across the league right now, But one of the things that he did so exceptionally well, and that Kyle does well, and most of these kind of quote-unquote new-style West Coast offenses do well, is they run the ball efficiently, and off that run game, they end up having, you know, four, five, six explosives based off their run game. And so, you know, I've been, like, around Kyle, around his father, when he'll be like, hey, listen, we're going to run this play six times. This play ain't worth a crap. We're going to run it six times. We're going to get about 2 yards of carry, so we're going to get a total of 12 yards. But the adjunct play action off this particular play is going to get Kittle an explosive. It's going to get Ayuk an explosive. It's going to get Deebo Samuel an explosive. And it's going to get, Juszczyk an explosive. And so, you know, that's five guys are getting, we're going to get 20 yards or maybe McCaffrey as well. So it's a five guys going to get 20 apiece, and there'll be two touchdowns off of that. So you're talking about 100 yards passing just off the adjunct play action, and they're all explosives. And you saw it last night, man. They ran enough, you know, front side kind of ISO stuff with Juszczyk and I formation. He's coming off. He's tattooing the linebacker, and this Mason kid is bouncing to the outside, and he's getting yardage, and he's doing all that. And all of a sudden, toward the end of the game, man, they slip that linebacker, and he comes out there. Juszczyk does, like, he's going to block him, slips him, and he goes down the sideline on a little rail route, and it's like a 25, 30-yard gain right down to about the 2-yard line. That's the 49ers passing game. And every time you watch them, you're like, how in the hell are they getting guys, you know, 13 yards open with nobody around them? Well, it's because of the way they run the ball. That's how that stuff is happening.
Mark, we got all kind of hurricane coverage or tropical storm coverage, but we appreciate your time today, bud. Thanks so much for joining us.
You got it. Take care, guys.
All righty. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.